Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Higher Learning. I'm your host, Miriam Awani, and this episode is actually a visual podcast. So this episode is currently available on my YouTube channel at Trill Beauty, and I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into the episode. I hope you all enjoy this one. I know it's going to shake the table for a lot of you all, but you know, I'm open for discussion. So if you guys want to have that discussion, you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Miriam's Monologues. Or you can catch me on Twitter, which I get the most active on, at Don't Miriam, which is DONTMARRYEM. But I hope you all enjoy this episode, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
So, long story short, I think manifestation is a joke. I think manifestation is, like, I just can't take it. Like, every time you open social media, you see, I manifested this, watch me manifest that, manifestation, manifest. And it's just like, let it go, please. It's tired. It's really, to me, in a sense, narcissistic. And it's very, like, so self-serving and so selfish to partake in manifestation, period. Now, I know you're thinking, like, girl, what are you talking about? Like, you sound crazy. Like, I manifested this in my life. Like, it's very much real. Whatever. And I'm not here to tell you that manifestation is not a real thing, but it's not what you think it is, right? So let's take B. Simone, for example, right? She's the manifest queen. B. Simone says that she made X amount of dollars. She created this lifestyle for herself, all from manifesting.
In my book, I'm telling y'all all the secrets of manifestation. It's really not a secret. It's literally, people need to understand, you manifest your life, good or bad. Whatever you think becomes your reality. Whatever you want becomes your reality. Whatever you focus on, your time, your energy, your thoughts, becomes your reality, good or bad. Y'all need to physically write down your goals. It's going to help you change your mind. Daily affirmation. Real diary entries. 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, how I used to speak conviction and power over my life even back then. I talk about love in the book. I talk about my relationships. I talk about manifesting the relationship you want. I talk about manifesting your finances, manifesting your circle. Here we go. Manifest the life you want. People try to make manifesting and what they want so intangible and so difficult and so hard. Y'all, let me tell you, when you want something or when you think about something over and over and over and I'm sorry. But what I was saying was, people try to make manifesting this difficult task, and whatever you want, you can have, you guys. I promise. It's not difficult. I think where people get frustrated with manifesting is timing. We feel like things should happen so quick, and it don't work like that. Some things you can manifest in a week. Some things you can manifest in a year. You have to trust the process, and you have to trust what you believe. Fuck what other people think. When I do certain things, or I tell people my dreams, or I do things, you know, me and my team, we're marketing geniuses, and we love branding, we love marketing, we love catering to a specific audience. When we do certain things, some people are like, she's crazy, she's this, she's that. I don't give a fuck what other people think. Not one fuck. I don't give a damn what other people think, because we good over here. I'm walking in my purpose, I'm helping people, I'm making money. I don't care what other people think. I know who God called me to be. I know what my purpose is. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what the 2%ers think. I'm focused on the 98% of people that love me. Girl, you're a marketing genius. Of course. That's how I got to this point. Me and my manager. My manager is a marketing branding genius.
And to me, it's just complete and utter BS. It's complete and utter bullshit. And I'm going to tell you why. My sister and I, we were doing, you know, a little bit of Bible study, you know, just reading the word together, just trying to get into it. Because one thing about church, you can't go to church, you are the church. So, you know, so we were sitting there reading the word or whatever. And over the weekend, we were reading Daniel, which is my favorite book by far is Daniel and Job for me, but I still got a lot of reading to do, so I can't say what's my favorite because I haven't got through all of it yet. But we read Daniel and we also read Galatians, and Galatians is another good one too. And as I was reading Galatians, it was hitting me. Like, every verse was just like, and it was just hitting me so much different. So I highlighted a few things in Galatians that I just want to touch on that goes hand in hand with manifestation. That goes hand in hand with debunking manifestation. So we just about to get into the word, all right? The reason for me even bringing up B. Simone before we do get into the word, the reason for me bringing up her name is because I think it's very narcissistic of her to have claimed that everything that happened in her life is because of her. I'm a firm believer that you don't really control your life. Like, a lot of people think they're in control of their destiny, and that may be true. You may build up a life for yourself that you think is something that you want, or you think, you know, is the right thing. But ultimately, like, if you don't allow God to leave your life, you may manifest some things that isn't so good for you.
Bomb.
Baby. Like, you may think it's good for you, but it's not. But then also, you can receive blessings from something else outside of God and think that, you know, you created that or you manifest that for yourself or whatnot. So hopefully I bring a little bit more clarity as we get into the word. But before I start, because I highlighted this in Galatians, I do want to make mention that this applies to me heavy. And this is Galatians, the first chapter, verse 10, and it says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? That question for me, I'm trying to win the approval of God. So whatever anybody thinks of me in this channel moving forward and the type of content that I'm creating, I ain't doing it for you, all right? That's first and foremost. But okay, so it says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And I know a lot of things I'm going to say in this video may rub a lot of you the wrong way. And a lot of you all may practice this whole manifestation thing, but I just want to bring a little bit more clarity as to what exactly you're doing. And to stay clear of it, because ultimately manifestation is one of several tropes of New Age religion that I just don't fool with. And it's really easy to fall into New Age practices, especially because it's dressed up as, oh, this is spirituality and this is what you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to meditate and your chakras, and you're supposed to manifest, and you're supposed to do all these things. But you really not supposed to do it. Like, it ain't even that deep. God wants the bare minimum. He wants you to give him praise every day and know his word so you can fight against all the evils of this world. So I'll take the latter over having to do rituals and crystals and saging and sacrificing and all that type of stuff. Like, and not to knock anybody who do it. If you do it, that's good. If you don't, cool. But for me, I just feel like I'd rather just do the more simpler route. And it may be, it's not so simple. It's like, it's simple, but it's not simple. It's a more narrow path. But to me, it just takes less work to just please God, especially by his word. He really just wants the bare minimum. So anyway, so in Galatians, the word talks about life, you know, by the spirit and living by the spirit. So ultimately, when we think of life, I think a lot of us disregard the spiritual part of life just because we can't see it. Many of us were not blessed to be able to, you know, see spirits, hear spirits, whatever, and have like a spiritual gift. So a lot of people think it doesn't exist. But to be quite frank with y'all, this world is not about like the rich versus the poor, black versus white. Like, it's not even about that. It's honestly and truly, there's a fight. There's two fights going on in my eyes, right? So there's the fight between good and evil, and there's also the fight between the spirit and the flesh, right? So with good and evil, I mean, it's subjective, so it's really hard to say what's purely good and what's truly evil. But one thing for certain that we can agree upon is that God is good and Satan is evil. So when you're doing things that please God, obviously you're moving within God, you're moving in good graces or whatever. But if you're moving kind of shiesty, something that will please Satan, then you on another side. So that's one battle, right? You got to choose a side. You can't be in the middle. God don't fool with the lukewarm. You have to choose a side, especially in the days to come. It's going to be very evident what side you're going to have to choose. But then also, which is the side that we're talking about, is the spirit and the flesh, right? And in Galatians, if you read Galatians, God talks about how to live by the spirit, right? So in chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free." Okay. And when we think of free, we don't even think like by slavery, right? And this is the twisted part about Christianity, is that the slave masters use the word to twist it to fit their narrative, which anybody can do, right? But don't let that deter you and distract you from getting into God's word. Like, don't ever forget that Christianity was not given to us by the slave masters and the white people. What they did was they knew how powerful this word was, especially since this is the word that God left on earth for his people to get into, because one thing that Satan could do is take away the word of God, right? So it's always going to be here. But what actually ended up happening is that, one, they took the word to fit their narrative, and two, they whitewashed it, right? So now when you're looking at it, you feel like you can't relate because you're so used to seeing an image of a white Jesus. And even in like Catholicism, how they twisted that to be a pagan perverted religion, which we're going to talk about another day, because I was actually Catholic for like 2 years, and it was actually the worst like spiritual experience that I've ever had to go through. And it actually kind of pulled me away from spirituality for a long time as a child. So I actually ended up getting into a lot of messed up things as a result of Catholicism, but that's another story. Okay. So it says, so we were called to be free, like mentally. I think a lot of us are like slaves to society when it comes to, we're slaves to money. We're slaves to, like the status quo. Like, we're just slaves to a lot of things. So think about it in that sense, instead of like an actual like slave sense about being like free and not free. Okay. So 5:13, Galatians 5:13 says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other." That's very, very, very powerful, especially in today's times where we feel like, and I'm even guilty of doing this in the beginning. Be very, very aware of what they're doing in the media when it comes to race baiting, when it comes to agitating your spirit. Every time you get on social media and you see more injustice and more injustice and more injustice, don't use that as a reason to hate all one certain type of people, right? Because I used to be very guilty of this, like I said before. Like, I used to be like, oh, I can't stand all white people, and all white people are racist, and this, that, and the third. And it's just like, no, there are some evil white people and there's some good white people. There's some evil black people, there's some good black people, and so forth and so on. So just remember that the battle is really truly between good and evil, versus a race versus another race, or man versus woman, which we see on social media, like men versus women, you know, stuff like that. So so your flesh will tell you one thing, but it's very important to nurture your spirit so you can listen to your spirit and walk with your spirit. Because at the end of the day, when this flesh is dead and gone, which it will be, because one thing we know for sure is that everyone dies. Don't know what day, but we know that one day we'll all die, right? So don't succumb to what your flesh is leading you to do. Instead, build up your spiritual health and your spiritual wealth so you can lead in the spirit. And we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm no angel. I'm no saint. I'm not trying to paint myself out to be as such. But what I am trying to do is take you guys along with me on this journey of understanding the spirit. Because once this body is dead and gone, your spirit still has to go somewhere, and you have to pay the consequences to, you have to pay consequences as a result of your actions, right? So you have to be, you guys just have to be resilient and be very vigilant. So as the word of God says, so he says, "Walk by the spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." And as of lately, my spirit has been calling me to fast. Like, I know when it comes to fasting, you're not supposed to tell people that you're fasting, but I feel the need to share this with you all. Like, my spirit has been calling me to fast. My spirit has been calling me to get into the word. like my spirit has been calling me to different parts of the book that is just so, so, so relevant to what's going on today. My spirit has called me to stop smoking for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you start walking in your spirit, you live a whole nother life. Okay, so one thing about me, right? I'm willful. So anything I want, anything in my will be done, right? Anything that I want for myself will be done. I don't care if my mom says no, my dad says no, he say no, she say no. I'm going to do it, and no one is going to stop me. Another thing about myself is that I can be very overindulgent. So if I got it, I'm going to spend it. Like that tweet when they talk about girls go out and spend money like drug dealers, that's me. Like 1942, please. Like Class A Azul, please. Like lobster mac and cheese, king crab legs. Like that's me. Like I feel like I deserve the best of the best. I'm very overindulgent and I like what I like, right? But sometimes what I like isn't good for me. And I have to listen to the spirit and listen to what God is telling me, because I know what he has for me is what's best. So I can't put my will over God's will, because it really don't mean nothing. I don't know what's best. I can't see what's going on in the spiritual realm to protect me from my decisions, you know? So when it comes to a will or a way, make sure that it's God's way, because when it's your way, it's not going to be as strong, it's not going to last, it's not going to stand the test of time. But when it's in God's will and it's in God's way, nothing can break it, okay? Nothing can break it, okay? Again, Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desire what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with one another, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Ooh. Now let's make a reference real quick, okay? Let's make a reference real quick. So if you're into like conspiracy theories, which I don't like to call it conspiracy theories because it's truth, okay? So if you're really into like truth or content and just the truth, you would know that what a lot of entertainment people practice in the occult is do what thou wilt, which is a sentiment or a ideology created by Aleister Crowley, which is like one of the most evil people to live on this earth, and just a true Satanist. Like he just, everything that was of Satan, he was obsessed with it. And one of his doctrines was do as thou wilt. And there has been a lot of celebrities who they echo the same sentiment, like Lil Uzi Vert, Do What I Want, that song. Okay, even I Do by SZA and Cardi, I do what I like, I do. Like, it may seem so innocent, and it may seem like a bop, and it's cool to dance to, but if you actually listen to what they're saying, because words are spells, spelling is spells, so when people are chanting these things and saying these things, they're manifesting a certain type of energy that just goes deep, so be careful really what you consume. But I say all that to say that a lot of people who are not of God like to pervert and twist his words into the opposite and practice that, right? Because if you think about it, and not to give y'all a whole lecture, but I think it's important to give context to this conversation, is that Satan wants to be like God. He was, you know, in charge of, you know, the praise and worship for God. And he saw that God was getting all this praise and worship, and he got jealous and he wanted that for himself. So God was like, nah, sent him down. And now Satan's only agenda since then has been to be like God through technology, through music, through all sorts of ways. He wants all the praise just like God. So it's just like, for this to say, so you are not to do whatever you want. God made rules and regulations for a reason. When you go and do whatever you want, you're living real lawless and you're not living by the word of God. And if you consider yourself a Christian and you consider yourself one to believe in God, then you're not doing right by him, because you're not even following his word. Something so simple. You're not even supposed to live by the flesh. You're supposed to live by the spirit. Your spirit is supposed to leave you, because when this flesh is gone, and think of this flesh as a test, right? God put you on this earth to test you, to see what side you're going to choose. And a lot of y'all choosing the other side. But when the time comes, y'all gonna be crying to be saved. So it's just like, now is really the time to get right. If you have not looked around and stepped out of the matrix and kind of stepped out of the worldly things to just really look around and see what's unfolding in front of us, you will have the same sense of urgency as me. A lot of the things I used to indulge in and be a part of does not serve me no more. nor am I interested. I'm only interested in knowing what God's divine purpose is for me. I'm only interested in pleasing God. I don't care about pleasing nobody else on this earth. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of, you know, a lot of people along the way. And quite frankly, like, I'm not really bothered by that, because at the end of the day, if someone is meant to be in my life, they'll be there. And two, like, it obviously is not in God's will for you to be there. So it's just like, I just want y'all to start thinking more spiritually, because whether you know it or not, you're being spiritually attacked every day, every single day. Like, every single day is a test, and God is testing you. He's watching you. And at the end of the day, you can't hide from God. You can be the stand-up person on the internet. You can be this bright and shiny citizen, you know, with all type of accolades and whatnot, but behind closed doors, if you're not living right, God sees it all, and you can't hide it from him. And I think that's what a lot of people get twisted, is that, like, they portray themselves on social media to be one way and be, like, perfect, because nobody puts the bad side of themselves out there, right? But behind closed doors, you just don't, you don't know what's going on truly with that person. So you never want to envy nobody. You never want to idolize nobody, because you don't know what these people got going on, okay? The only person you should idol is God. God is a very jealous God. He said it himself, and he is the only person you should be praising, okay? Y'all should not be looking up to nobody's Ari, nobody's Jada, you know what I'm saying? And no shades to them girls. They are doing their thing. They on another path. I'm sure God put them in position to be that, to do whatever they got to do. And that is no shade to nobody. But whether you are Ari, Ariana Grande, Ariana across the street, you know, like, you shouldn't be looking at nobody. You shouldn't be idolizing anybody. So I don't know what I went on that tangent for, but maybe it was a message that needed to be said out there for one of the young girls who's watching this. But, you know, just to continue with 18, verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So at the end of the day, to be 100% honest with y'all, if the time ever came to take that chip or that vaccine, I don't feel compelled to take it. And this is me. I'm not telling you to go take it. I'm not telling you to do anything. But I'm saying I am not under the law. I don't even care if they say it's mandatory, you under the law. I'm not under the law. I'm under God's law, okay? So the acts of the flesh are obvious, right? So these are the acts of the flesh. Sexual immorality. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, okay? There is some things on this list that I am very guilty of, but there's one that I want to make very clear to y'all, and it's going to click. So the acts of the flesh, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, are obvious. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's all I need to hear to know not to live as, you know what I'm saying? That's all I need to hear to make the conscious decision to do right by God. Like, the things that he be asking of us is so simple, but I think it's because society has trained us and wired us a certain way, and we are so conditioned to seeing certain things that are not of God, that has tainted us as humans. And that's why every day you pray to God, you ask for forgiveness for the things that you do knowingly and unknowingly. And it's not all our fault. You know, like, some of us are raised in these things, so we have to unlearn a lot of these things, as I had to do as well. But the reason why I hate manifestation, because manifestation is literally an act of the flesh. Like, it's literally something that God does not want you to do. Selfish ambition is manifestation, and that's not of God. And that's why I don't like manifestation, right? Your selfish ambitions can be you lusting after a car, you lusting after money, you lusting after fame and riches, you lusting after just the, you know, it's not bad to be ambitious. To be ambitious, it's not bad to have goals for yourself, you know, but don't let that rock, like, don't let that rule your world. Don't let that be the reason why you get up in the morning. The reason why you get up in the morning should be because God wants you to be here to fulfill a higher purpose. And if you don't know what that purpose is, you really need to do some soul searching. Like, I promise you, if you ask God what your purpose is, he would tell you. He would tell you. He would reveal it to you. But if you don't ask, you would never know. So you would end up going after a whole bunch of things that you think society has trained you to want, right? Like, growing up, they tell you go to school, go to college, and you get a job, then you get a house, then you have a family, then you know. But who's to say that that is what God wants for everyone? Who is that to say that that's what God wants for you, right? So you really have to understand that the things that you want may not align with God's will. And at that point, you need to ask God, because you can't ask nobody else but God for the clarity to know that what you want out of life is exactly aligned with his will. You have to pray that the things that you want for yourself is aligned with God's will. And that's why I don't like manifestation, because you can be manifesting a life for yourself that can fall apart at any moment, right?
Bomb.
And no shade to B. Simone, but I have to be 100% transparent, right? Like, she manifested $1 million in a couple days, right? But at what expense? So homegirl sold like a 3.5 fluid ounce hand sanitizer for like $40 with a water bottle at the expense of becoming a millionaire in the middle of a pandemic. Like, and that's no shade. I love a hustler. Like, I love a good hustler. But if it's at the expense of people in the middle of a pandemic, that's a problem. Literally, when there's a shortage of hand sanitizer and you're selling a three fluid ounce bottle of sanitizer for $45, it just does not make sense. So at the end of the day, like, you all have to start thinking about these goals and these visions and these mood boards that you want for yourself, right? You have to ask yourself, does it align with God's will? If it doesn't align with God's will, you really have to do some reevaluating, period, point blank. So that was my quick little session. Let me see. I guess we can read a little bit more to get into Galatians, just because Galatians hits on a lot of these things. And I really love this women's study Bible. I will leave it in the link below. It really breaks down everything for you. It has maps, it has charts, it has all type of stuff. And after reading Galatians, there's a part in Galatians that talks about overcoming addictions and his power. And I wouldn't say I was addicted to smoking weed. I wouldn't say I was addicted, but I did have a very strong tie to it. Like, I can honestly say there's been moments where, you know, I hit the blunt before I go to God. Like, I'm stressed out, studying, dropping on my knees, praying to God to take away the word, because he does all. He heals all. He is a healer. Instead of just going to him, I go to the blunt. Okay? And a warning, there's been times in the past where I awake and bake, and I can't even wake and think. Okay? So it's just like, when you put God first, everything really does just fall in line, and you can live more peacefully knowing that you're protected by the Most High. At any moment, this whole world can go to ish. Like, it can go to ish, and you want to make sure that you're on the good side and you're in God's good graces, because he would not protect somebody he don't know. Okay? How would you feel if someone was coming to raid your house, right? And no, I'm gonna put a more like hyper realistic situation in front of you. How would you feel if the purge was to happen? How would you feel if all the lights went out in the world and you can't get a hold of 911 and people are using this as an opportunity to just do crime and rob, steal and kill and all type of stuff? And someone came into your house. Well, someone came to your door knocking, asking and pleading and begging to let them in. Would you let them in? Of course you won't, right? Because you don't know them. So the same thing with God, right? When ish really goes down, you want to be in God's arms. You want to be in God's good graces. You want to be in God's house, because what's going to happen is that when things start going crazy, and you start trying to call on God and plead on God, when it's too late, he's not going to listen. He's not going to listen to you, because you had all this time to show and prove that you was a child of God. But instead, you fed the flesh and, you know, you disobeyed him. And now it's too late. So you don't want to ever be on that side where it's too late, okay? And I'm even at that point where I'm still trying to right my wrongs and make sure that, you know, I'm getting good with God before it's too late. And it's just out of pure love. Like, God loves us, but you have to show that love in return. You can't ask something of somebody that you're not doing to yourself. The fruit of the Spirit is love. So when you follow the Spirit and you live by the Spirit, okay, and you're led by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I can honestly say that's one thing I lack is self-control, right? Because I said in the beginning that I'm very willful. Like, whatever I want, I'm gonna get it. Like, I'm ambitious. I'm overly ambitious. But I had to check myself and make sure that my ambitions aligned with God's will. And also, just because I haven't don't mean I should go spend it lavishly, right? Like, God blessed me more times, more over than I can even imagine. And there's been times where I just, like, blew it all off and was so self-indulgent and had no self-control in that moment. So that's something I'm still learning now. But the more I strengthen my spirit, the more I walk with the Spirit, the more I get into the Word of God, I don't think this will be a problem moving forward. And I do want that for all of my subscribers. Like, I want that for all of y'all, right? And again, I have to I think I'm gonna just reiterate this in every video, is that I'm not here to be a pushy, judgmental Christian, right? I'm here to help us all be accountable for our actions, because if there's one thing I love, is accountability, okay? I love when somebody can right their wrongs. I love when people can self-analyze themselves and be aware of what needs to change. So I'm here to help you all get into this self-realization and take accountability for the things you're doing wrong and right them before it's too late, like, in so many words. But quite frankly, I don't care if you get saved or not, right? I would love, and I know God is like, girl, what are you saying? It's not that I don't care about nobody. I care for the world. I care too much. And it's so funny when people be like, oh, I'm an empath. We all are. I think the world is conditioning us to be so desensitized to everybody's emotions and not have any emotions, period, and move like robots. We all are empaths. We all feel feelings. God gave us 5 senses for a reason. We feel, right? But one thing I'm going to say, I'm not going to argue with you as to why God is good, okay? I'm going to tell you the facts. If you want to argue, you argue with yourself. I'm not here to do a tug of war to get you to be saved. Either you want it or you don't. Either you want to know God or you don't. Either you want to get into the Word or you don't. Like, but that has nothing to do with me, because at the end of the day, I have to be accountable for me. When I get to the gates, I have to be accountable for all my actions and all the things I've done in this world. And what you do has nothing to do with me. What you eat doesn't make me ish, okay? So I'm saying this to say, like, I'm not here to be this pushy, judgmental, preachy type of person. I'm just here to talk some real into y'all. Like, the same passion I had before on other topics when it comes to pop culture and what's on the Shade Room and what's on whatever, what's trending in the world, is the same energy that I'm putting now into something that really matters and can really, like, save you. At the end of the day, like, I refuse to believe that this is it. Like, you're born, you get rich, you get famous, you get whatever you want in life, and you die. Like, that's it. No. I think there's levels to this, okay? So I just want to be prepared for every level, and I need y'all to get up out of this low energy, like this low vibrational stuff that the world is trying to keep us under, and rise above it and really get to know God, because He is the only one that can save you, honestly. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and God Almighty, yeah. I am going to start referring to God as Yah more, just because it seems more, like, origin-based and more, like, that's the original, like, Elohim, Yah, Yahweh. That's how I refer to God. So I'm going to start using those terms more. I just want to see you use, like, words that you guys are familiar with. And the same thing with Jesus. I'm going to use Yahshua. Yahshua HaMashiach, like, that is the true Hebrew name of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to use that just so that we're more comfortable and we're getting back to the roots of what God intended for His people. I'm going to finish out Galatians verse 22 all the way through to 6. So again, back to that warning. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. God is so good. Okay, that last part. If you did not feel that last part, I don't know what to tell you. Like, as of lately, I deleted Instagram off my phone. I only ever use Twitter. I'm trying to kind of like detach myself from Twitter. But I remove myself from Instagram because I just see the facade. I see the smoke and mirrors. Like, and it's really easy to get envious. Like, if we're being quite honest, like I said before, nobody ever puts out the bad side of themselves on social media. Everyone wants to portray themselves as their best self when on social media, right? I know when I was putting my woes and my worries and the bad parts of my life on YouTube, I felt like I was exploiting myself. I felt like, you know, there were people who actually wanted to see me do bad. And I just felt like, why am I subjecting myself to people judging me for my current circumstance? Even though there wasn't a lot of people judging me, but there were a few. So I say all that to say that people always put out their best self on social media. And it's really easy to, one, become conceited with yourself, which I feel like social media has turned everyone into extreme narcissists. Like, it's all about me, me, me. It's all about self, self, self. It's all about being a hedonist. It's all about being self-indulgent and self-serving and me, 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 and selfie this and selfie that. And we honestly lost the essence of what God put us here on earth to do, which is to be here for one another. So it says, let us not become conceited, which a lot of us are already, thanks to social media. Provoking. So, you know, with that, I think in the current state of the world with all the racial tensions, is really easy to be provoked. And don't ever get it twisted. People like Jeffree Star, people like the Kardashians, they do things purposely to provoke us, right? Because for some reason, outrage and provocation and just outrage creates money. So people know that's a good formula to making money. So it's really easy to be provoked by the things that we see on social media. And that's another reason why I'm trying to detach myself from social media. And if you haven't watched Social Dilemma, I suggest you go and watch it on Netflix. That'll give you more ample reasons to disconnect yourself from social media. But then lastly, envying each other, right? So I think it's so weird that we envy one another because we don't know what it took the other person to acquire these things. You don't know what anyone's went through before you seen the actual blessing. And I think it's really weird when people get jealous. Like, I know it's like a natural thing that happens in humans. Obviously, because the Bible was created way before we were here and we still experience these things. So it's a normal feeling of humans, but don't let that overtake you, right? Like, I want to be 100% transparent. There has been some people where I've looked at their lives and been like, dang, I wish that was me. Like, dang, I want that too. Like, dang, I wish I had this. Or dang, I wish I had that. But I don't let that, like, ruin what God has done for me. I don't allow what someone else has to disregard what God has done for me and given to me in this life. There's always going to be someone out there with better. There's always going to be someone out there with more than you. But what you have to do is focus on what God gave you and what you have in front of you and be content with that. Like, the moment you start looking at everybody else's plate, your food going to get cold. Your food going to be gone. Somebody may snatch your food off your plate. Like, stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. Stop trying to tell your time what everyone else is watching and watch what you got going on. Like, pay attention to what God gave you and cultivate that and nurture that. And grow that, okay? And at the end of the day, if you want something, not that God is a genie or anything. That's another thing I hate. Like, God is not a genie. You don't rub the lamp. You don't rub your hands. You don't put your hands together, click three times, and your wish is granted. You have to put in the work. God hears all your prayers. He either answers it, he either tells you not right now, or he tells you, no, I got something better, okay? So at the end of the day, when it comes to being envious and jealous, don't. Just don't. It's one of the seven deadly sins for a reason. Don't be jealous. Like, there's been people in my life who's jealous me. And I'm just like, why? Why? Anything you see me with today, anything you see me have today is because of God. Okay, it is no secret. If you follow me on Instagram, I drive a really nice car. And it's not even something that I asked God for. I promise you, I wanted a Toyota Camry. And somehow I ended up with a Mercedes Benz. And I didn't ask God for it. I didn't go out my way to get it. It fell in my lap. And I thank God for it. Like, I told God, hey, I wanted a Toyota Camry. He said, nah, I got something bigger and better because you deserve it. Because you worked them 12-hour shifts being a waitress. You worked through people disrespecting you as a waitress and doing these little petty jobs here and there. Like, you woke up at 4 in the morning and grinded it out at Starbucks while you were in school taking care of yourself. You know, you provided for your family. You did this and that. You did all of these things. I got it out the mud. Like, I put in my dues. So anything you see me with that I have today was given to me by God, was a blessing from God. Because it's not by my doing, honestly. Anything that I have, anything where I'm at today is not by me. I don't take credit for none of the things that I do. And that's the problem with manifestation, is that we get these things, we hit these benchmarks, and you'd be like, oh, I manifested this. Like, it's real easy for me to say, oh, I manifested a Benz. I could have easily hopped on YouTube and been like, this is how I manifested a Mercedes Benz. And I would be dead straight up lying to y'all, because I did not manifest that Mercedes Benz. God gave me that. God blessed me with that. And I believe that wholeheartedly. The position that I'm in today, the job that I have today, is because of God. Right after being shot at, because of God. So I don't take credit for nothing. And I think that's the problem with manifestation. It goes hand in hand with your selfish ambition and wanting to be so conceited and so full of self and me, and look what I did, because y'all looking for public validation. And you're looking for public approval, and you're looking for public praise, and you want people to worship you and tell you that you're pretty and tell you that you're this and tell you that you're that. And that's the problem. That is the problem. That is the problem. So if you're doing that, if you're guilty of these things, I really need you to nip it in the bud, because it can be very dangerous. It can be very, very, very dangerous. Don't idolize nobody. Don't idolize yourself. Give God all the praise. It is because of him that you are awake. It is because of him that you are alive. It is because of him that you have what you have. And that's on period. Okay. That's on Yahshua. Okay. Okay. So with that being said, to finish out my little spiel on social media, do not be deceived by nobody on social media. Another reason to not idolize people. Okay. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. So those are the people who are out there flexing with scammer money. You go reap what you sow. Those who are stealing from people and not doing right by people, you're going to reap what you sow. Anything you put out there and plants out there is going to come back tenfold. Okay? It's going to come back the same way you put it out there. The same way you got it is how you're going to lose it. It's been a tall tale's tale for a long time. Okay? Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Another reason why manifestation is not okay, because when you are serving your flesh and you're reaping from what your flesh wants you to do, you're going to sow destruction. Anything that you built and praise yourself upon, and I guess whatever you think is right when it's not, will show throughout time. So I want you guys to watch all of these social media people. I want you to watch all these like manifestation queens and stuff and see how long that lasts. Okay, a lot of people in the industry, they sell themselves real short, and it doesn't last. So I just want y'all to keep an eye out. Whoever sows to please the spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life, which is all you should ever be fighting for, right? Like, this life is cool or whatever, but you want that eternal life. Okay, you don't want eternal life in the fiery pits of hell. Okay. You want eternal life. And I think that's another thing that has my mind blown, is that somehow the devil has convinced people that he does not exist, and where he resides doesn't exist, and there's no such thing, and we're all one, and we're all this. We have a little bit of evil in us, and we have a little bit of this. And it's just like, nah, like, God made a clear distinction for a reason. So you have to distinguish yourself from the people who are not doing right. When you are a follower of God and you start to look like the people who are not, then you have to draw that line and distinguish yourself and choose a side. Like, you can't play in the middle. Like, you can't be, I ain't gonna go there, but just, you have to distinguish yourself from the sinner. I mean, we're all sinners. I sin every day. you have to distinguish yourself from like the evil doers, the evil of the world. Like, God should be able to look at you and pick you out from the bunch and not be like, nah, you a little, you was doing this other day. You say you, but you was doing something else. Like, you don't want to be that person. So, yes, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Doing good and being good is not always rewarded right away. I know that the type of content I'm making is going to make me lose a lot of subscribers. I know a lot of things that I'm saying is going to turn a lot of people off, and that's okay. That's all right, because at the end of the day, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest, a great harvest if we don't give up. So if you're doing good, keep doing good. I know the world likes to reward people for doing bad, but just stay the course and God got you, I promise. Therefore, as we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. And yeah, I really think y'all should get into Galatians. Galatians is really good. Like, he drags us for filth in this one. Galatians really like, girl, get it together. Get it together. Okay, so yeah, when y'all have a time, and Galatians is really short. Galatians is only 6 chapters. It's like 4 pages in this Bible. So Galatians is really short. If you have a moment, read it. Before you read it, pray that God reveals a message to you that you may not understand without him. And yeah, so that's all I have for you all. That is why I hate manifestation. I will continue to hate manifestation. I believe that everything I have in life and everything that I will acquire in life is already written in God's will. He already knows what's going to be done. So I just ask that his will be done. And yeah, if you guys like this video, don't forget to give it a thumbs up. If you want to see other topics, leave it down below. Have any feedback for me, let me know. I really enjoyed coming on camera with you guys today, getting into word or whatever. And yeah, that's all I have for now. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.